one Shvata. We're holding now by number day 89. Chavetz Chaim, day 89 already. Chavetz Chaim begins the laws of Rechilas with some fundamental points. It says, good intentions do not remove a statement from the category of Rechilas. If a statement can cause ill will, it's forbidden, regardless of the speaker's good intentions. Chavetz Chaim focuses on a common tactic used in arguments between husband and wife, child and parent, or employee and employer. Often, people name a third party as supporting their opinion. Right? You name a third party, say, he also agrees with me. Right? You're trying to argue against somebody, you tell him, even he, this person agrees with me. Right? Kedaya. Fine. So he says, a wife tells her husband, even your sister agrees with me. She says, I'm right. Or a son tells his mother, even David's mother says, I'm right. That boy's my age should be allowed to drive. Right? Employee tells his boss, you know, your friend Mr. Friedman told me that I'm worth a lot more than you're paying me. Using another person's opinion to bolster your case does not win arguments. Often it serves to infuriate the person with whom you're arguing. The employer who is underpaying his employee will not suddenly be won over by his employee's way of thinking because his friend thinks that this man deserves a raise. The more likely response is, what right does he have to interfere? What does he know about my business? The mother who so wants to drive will not suddenly change her mind based on another mother's opinion. Her response most likely will be, how dare she meddle into matters between myself and my child? Despite its ineffectiveness, people still use this strategy for a simple reason. They feel that it strengthens their position by turning it into a majority opinion. The hope is that the opposing party will feel outnumbered and therefore capitulate. How that means? But halacha looks past the strategies to the end result, that identifies the strategy as one that is likely to cause and create ill will, and this is why it is forbidden. So adding another person is not going to help you. Fine, Baruch Hashem, that's Chavetz Chaim. Now, still holding Baruch Hashem in the sugi over here, going from Yedad Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Aleph to Yedad Amud Beis. So, in this sugya over here, of our Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yechon, maybe we'll finish it today, maybe tomorrow.
14b.
14b, yeah. Go back up for a minute, because it might come back to that. Fine, so just quickly, just to remember, what happened here? What we have. Few pesukim in there that we need to figure out what they mean. That's basically what we want to do. So now, we said the first Afaisi teaches me, you get Karis and not Malkus. That's what Yitzchak says. Because why did Karis say Afaisi a second time? To teach you, get Karis and not Malkus. Fine? What are we about to do with that pasuk? To teach you, in the case of Russia, Ben Russia, that when you have three Yisurim and one woman, right? She's your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. It's one, it equals three cars. Three and one equal three. Good? This is at the end of the Gemara. This. Now we also said the positive that El Isha teaches me why. Why do you say a woman again? Right? So the Gemara comes out, the Rabbi Yitzchak and the Rabbanan both say, right? In the beginning where the Gemara is not true, when at the end is what comes out. Three Yisurim and one forgetting. Three different arayas, right? A person with their sister, their mother's sister, their father's sister. And one forget, they forgot that there's such an ister who said that equals three. This is called l'chalik, which means I need a pasuk to teach me that even though the Torah put them under one umbrella, right? It said, don't use your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister, right? And all that it says, you get one karis. So you would think it gets only one karis. So again, this concept, we need to know this for today. What's the concept of l'chalik? Read like this. Hashem Shalom, get it clear. Let's say the Torah tells you, don't do A, don't do B, don't do C. Yeah? And it says, but you get karis for doing A, B, and C. First it says in a sefer lot, don't do A, don't do B, don't do C. Yeah? And at the end it says, you get karis for doing A, B, and C. Yeah? So it seems to me that even if you do A, B, and C, you'll only get one karis. That's what it seems, because why the Torah put them in one category in the karis, right? First be separated. Don't do a rise with your mother, with your sister, with your aunt, right? And this is anyone who does all of these gets karis. It seems that it's all one karis, even if you do all of them. So then you need a special drasha to tell you, no, each case has its own karis. And therefore, if you did it by mistake, each case will bring its own carbon chattas. Right? Because that's the rule. Whenever you bring a karis, when you do it on purpose, when it's by mistake, you bring a carbon chattas. That's the rule of a chattas. So Rabban Arabis will use the Elisha for that. Now, we said, it also says, Achaisa extra time. In the end of that passage, Achaisa the Seifa. Right? It says, Achaisa extra time. So what's the point of Achaisa the Seifa? So, Rabbi Yitzchak needs to know this halacha. A Rasha, 3-in-1. And the Rabban says, teach me a full sister. And then the Rabban said, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know a full sister is a problem? How does Rabbi Yitzchak know a full sister is an issue? So we said, Mark takes one shot from the Azara. Fine. The Mark's final shot, what Achaisa the Seifa? Right, since it says a chaisa,
you mean we should get an onish?
How do we know that someone with a full sister gets cars? How do we know it gets cars? Because of a chaisa the ratio, which means it says a chaisa extra time in the beginning of that same pasuk.
You don't need it. You don't need it. But you could have said bat adin and bat imecha.
What?
Is that what you? Is that
right? It's extra.
It's extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that the full sister, the safer you get the full, it means the full sister.
No.
Some second. This is the ratio. 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 This is the first one that the gave the pasuk. Before we switch. It was still before the switch. Now this is how you know a full sister of the chesed the seifa. Correct. Chesed of the seifa. That's the bottom one. Chesed of the
Seifa. No, it says
we're close
to the
ratio. We're at the bottom of the page, not at the top yet. I mean, you're already in the next step.
It's not true. You have two drushes over there. You can either learn it from the warning, or you can learn it from apaso of the ratio of the first pasuk.
One second.
The ratio of the first pasuk teaches you apaso.
One second. Right. No, this is right. Here. The Achaisa of the Seifa teaches me what? So, according to the Rabbanan, it will teach me a full system. According to the Rabbanan, it will teach me a full system. Fun. Now, the Shaila is, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know a full system? That is going to be, right? On the top of Yudharam Beis. The second Ibai Sema says, we're at the top of Yudharam Beis. That's worldly now. Right? So the Ida, Machaisa de Resha. Right? We said it's from Machaisa of the Resha.
Because it was extra.
Now, why did I? We asked, right? We spoke about this on Wednesday and Thursday, but you already used Machaisa already. Right? You already used the Machaisa. So after using, we said, no. Originally, we were using the whole Pasuk. The whole Pasuk was superfluous. Right? Originally, this was the whole pasuk was superfluous, and that taught me that you get karis and not malchus. That was the entire pasuk. Now, even though you wrote the whole pasuk, you don't have to write the word achaisa again. Don't be with the door to your mother, door to your father, right? So now we're actually the actual word of achaisa, right? So the original drasha was the pasuk, like the whole concept. We don't have to read the whole idea. And now we're zooming on the word achaisa. That's what we're zooming in right now, on the word of achaisa. Fine.
You could have written the pasuk without it.
Without it. You already said the door of your mother, door of your father.
So it's obvious you should.
Got there, Fred. This last step, this is confusing. How we got a chaser, we choosing a chaser twice.
According to Rabbi Yitzchak.
According to Rabbi, because he didn't need the whole pasuk originally. The whole pasuk is superfluous. Like, you already told me a chaser gets cars. And now it's telling me the actual word is superfluous. Fine. Now, what did Marseille say? So what do we say? So this is what we just the last time we said out there, the top line of the base. So what does what do the Rabbanan do with this extra Achaisa now? This extra now. What do the Rabbanan do with this extra Achaisa?
You're going right during the Gemara.
Yeah, we did this right
here.
We went to the Vida. I'm speaking it out because I just told what we got to up till now. Okay. Good. So we say, what do the Rabbanan do with this extra Achaisa?
So in the first pasuk.
From the original pasuk.
Right.
But right now we have one pasuk. Right now we only do one achaisa. There's achaisa the resha, achaisa the seifa. It's all one pasuk now. Everything's one pasuk so far. Good?
No. That's not true. Rabbanan learned out Achaso from the second three acts in one, from the second pasuk. The sefer of the second pasuk.
This also.
Yep, sefer of the second pasuk.
Which pasuk?
Vayikra Yud Ches. I think it's the original chesed is Vayikra Yud Ches.
Yud Aleph.
Vayikra Yud Ches Yud Aleph. Yeah, Vayikra Yud Ches Yud Aleph. I wrote it down somewhere. Yeah, Vayikra Yud Ches Yud Aleph. If I remember correctly, I wrote it down somewhere. Yeah, Vayikra Yud Ches Yud Aleph is the first pasuk, and everything else is Vayikra Chaf Yud Zayin. And then this is Vayikra Chaf Yud Zayin. Good. And please, this chesed of the same. But the rest Vayikra. Chop your zayin. Good. Fine. So that's what we're coming at right now. Good. Mm-hmm. Fine. So we said. So what is Rabbi Rabban going to do with this extra chesed? So we said what they can
which
do.
Which one?
With
the in the sefer or the ratio?
The ratio. What are they going to do with the chesed of the ratio? Which means we're still vayikra chop your zayin. We say you didn't have to say vayikra even here. Vayikra chop your zayin. Either of this is vayikra chop your zayin. Also, this is the same. Chesed ratio. Chesed the sefer. So it's right, these two the same pasuk. So we said it's going to teach me Lefate Masach, Lachalik, again Lachalik. Like up here we said we need a pasuk Lachalik. Right, they also held that it was Lachalik. So he also holds whenever, again, it turns to the same thing. They put in, it said don't make the mixture of the oil of Shem and HaMishcha, right? Don't make the mixture. And then it said don't anoint yourself with the oil, right? That's it. You get karis if you do any of these things. If you make the mixture or anoint yourself, you get karis. So by the fact that Torah combined them, seems like it's all one karis, right? So therefore, I need a drush of the tami l'chalik. That's the rule. Whenever the Torah combines them into karis, then I need a drush to tell you that you're supposed to separate it. L'chalik, that's cool.
But if you did it by b'shogeg,
in the case where you did it by mistake,
you have to
bring two karbanos, right? The Rebbe said that's true. I mean, what's the lechalik? Whenever the Torah said it, two lives, it don't make the ingredients and don't anoint yourself with the oils. Wow. Then it said you get karis if you do this or that. So it seems like it's one. It seems like there's one karis. If you do it by mistake, it's one karbon. Comes the Torah said no. I have an extra pasuk over here in my chesed to teach me on that. How in the world does the pasuk by arise, the extra word, teach me halacha for mixing the shem and hamishcha, right? For mixing the shem and hamishcha. So we said, because there was a rule, if you can't use a word for that topic, you can use it for something similar. If you can't use it for that topic, use it for a different topic. That's what we're holding until now. That's what we're holding, that was what we're holding last 2 weeks. Baruch Hashem. See how we had last 2 weeks. See, they missed anything. Fine. Now, let's see the Gemara further. So what's the Gemara's next step?
How does Rabbi
Yitzchak know that it's two different karis and it's two different right karban chatas? If you do it by mistake, for anoint, if you made the ingredients and you anointed with the oil.
Are you talking about the top yidach on the dollar?
We're holding by
second
the
line, second
yidach. Second yidach.
Okay. So let's see the Gemara.
Then
this second line on yidach on base 14. Give me the second line. This is where we're trying to jump in now. Hashem's off the Ida. What's that? Now this is back to Rabbi Yitzchak. How does he know that it's two different karas? How does he know to split making the mixture of the oil and anointing it? So Savar, the Bach adds in the word La. Savar La Krib Alazar. Amr of Haishia. That says what? The Amr of Haishia. Amr of Lazar. Amr of Haishia. Call Makam, every place. Sha'ata might say shnei lavin. You find the Torah says two lavin. Right? Like our case, don't make the mixture and don't anoint. The karis echad. And then the Torah says them in one karis and says, but you get karis if you do A or B. Right?
Chalukanin lekarbon. They're split for a carbon. See, I don't think, we said originally, I always think the opposite. If the Torah all of a sudden combined them for the karis, said don't do A and B. You get karis if you do A or B, that means that they're combined. Say, no, I never think such a thing. I don't need a pasuk to tell me to split them up. But I mean, it's simple. The Torah gave two different, if since in the lav they were separate, since the Torah said don't do A and don't do B. See, even though the karis are combined, it doesn't bother me. I know it's two different things, right? Which means he's not focusing on the way the Torah spoke at the law. That's his shita. Meaning, until now we were learning, since the Torah umbrellaed them in the karis, right? Since in the karis, the Torah combined them. So I would think it's one karis if you do both of them. Said,
only if you do both together.
No, maybe? No, we never such a thing. No. If you do, even if you did both of them, since we're putting them in one category, it means that it's one karis. Or if you do it by mistake, it'll be one chatas.
Uh-huh.
So I need a new pasuk to separate it. He said, I don't have such a ideology. I don't think that way. If I see the Torah already split them in the lav, I already see the two different things, and then the punishment, they'll do two, if you do two with both of them, you get two punishments. He said, I never need a new drusha to tell me to split it up. I don't need a new drusha. It's order. It's simple by me that you split them up. So let's see it again inside. The idah, sabar la k'rabi laza amr b'shaya. The amr b'rabi laza amr b'shaya. Rabbi Laza said it in the name of b'shaya. Kol makom, every place, Sha'ata maitza, that you find shnei lav and two lavs, like here, don't make the mixture, don't annoy. Vikarisach, and then we combine them in the karis. I said, you get karis if you do this or that. Chalukin in the carbon, I know on my own, they're split for a carbon. The fact that it's two lavs, I know already they're split for a carbon. So our question was, how in the world does Rabbi Yitzchak know that it's two of a carbonus? What's his pasta? He doesn't need a pasta. He'll do well to Rishai, but it's simple.
Is this the same answer that he gave before that learned Gemara Onish Me'azara? Same thing?
The original.
No.
No,
that was a different...
No, I'm saying it's the same principle.
Not the same reason, same principle.
No,
he's saying you have a warning on both of these two things, so learn the penalty from the warning on the two different things. It's not the same to me.
Okay, it's a similar idea, but here you're just saying that don't get carried away. So, but here's a little difference. Here there's something pushing you to tell you that there's only one karis. It's a little stronger. It's the same concept, but stronger.
Right.
You need to be strong.
Right.
Right. It's the same idea. Same idea we started before. We said, just like in the warning, you focus on the warning.
You focus on the warning, divides it up, and therefore you already know the pattern.
It's a similar idea. It's not the same thing. It's a similar idea. Here you need to be strong. Because here, you have something pushing you the other way.
Yeah.
Here I have something veering me to show me, since the Torah said karis on the one umbrella, it seems that it's one karis. So it gives me a shmi. You could hold like that, it's still not hold like this. That's what I'm saying. You could hold, you don't, that they're not, it's true, it's good. They're definitely on the same track. But it's much stronger, think, even though the Torah seem to be like telling me they're under one case, don't do this. Still, simple to me. So the answer is, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know this halacha? It's simple. You go to Rabbi Elazar Rishai. I don't need a new pasuk to tell me to split it up. It's simple, by me, that's split. That's Gemara's next step. That's what I said.
I don't need a pasuk to teach me that they're split.
That's what the Gemara says. Oh. However, now it's a big Rashi. Because you know what that means? He just told me here, I don't need this pasuk in Chal. Right? But Rashi says, but just realize what that means. That means, we're saying Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't need Chal. If you go back a few steps, Rabbi Yitzchak used the word Ve'elisha to tell me Chal. How do you know when someone's with three different women and one forgetting? How do you know it's three cars?
Isha.
We had a pasuk about Isha. It was the same thing. It was all our rights, said don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. And at the end we umbrella them, said if you do any of these, you get cars. So originally, so it comes out, you don't need a rashi according to this point in the Gemara. If you hold like this Ebay statement, it's true. This you don't need, and put a parenthesis in. It's true. If your Yitzchak really holds you, you don't need a pasuk to split things up. So you just realize that the Elisha you won't need. It won't mess us up because we are made for
the same on both of them. So you don't. It doesn't mess with the Ashram.
Yeah, it doesn't mess up.
Both
our question is the same. Yeah, it doesn't mess up. Just say he doesn't need a pasuk. It's just simple to him. He didn't need a pasuk. Well, okay, so no way he doesn't want the Elisha. It just means he'll have the extra of Elisha. That's what Rashi brings the points at. You'll just this will be extra. And we're not going into it right now. I'm not going back into it. You know, make it harder for us to go back into the whole thing again. But Rashi points out, if you Rav Yitzchak doesn't need to be Mechal, he doesn't need this for Elisha either. In the Chashm. That's just, he went back into the Chashm.
Mm.
It's good? Mm-hmm. Fine. What do you say, Rav Shlomo?
It's good. If you don't need that mimachalik, the kid doesn't need either mim sukkah, so then he doesn't need this pasuk either. It's a mimachalik. Fine. So let's see this big Rashi inside. It's really is a big heading. Really goes the beginning of the Rashi goes back on our Gemara. So let's see the it's the last fourth wide line. Hahumi Baile Lachala Karzan Fatim Esach. So Rashi the heading goes through the next few lines of Gemara. It says the Idach Sabbath Korban Rashi Bechulu. He makes Eimai brings the next Gemara also. So where's Rashi start after the heading? So the Hachi Purusha, this is the explanation. The Idach and the Idach Reb Yitzchak Svirulei Samach Lamed is Svirulei. He holds it holds to him. He holds Kreb Alazar to Amar Allah that he said on it. Shehalavin that each lav Mechal Kelachatois. We focus on the lav since it's two different lavs. Therefore, the lav itself splits up the chatas. We focus on the lav. Therefore, va'amafata mesach on the pasuk, our case that you're compounding the ingredients and anointing it. Amrina b'mesachas krisos. We said b'mesachas krisos daf gimel amud aleph. Shehein shnei lavin. It's two different lavin. Was it Rashi speaks out the whole thing? Al basar adam lo yisach on the flesh of a person you should not anoint it. U'matzkuntar and it's in its measurements of the anointing oil, letasa, come on, you shouldn't do that. So it's two different laughs. Right? It's upside lo yisach, loy, that's one laugh. And maskutta loy stats come on. What?
To mix it and to anoint somebody.
Yes, two different laughs. First it says don't anoint, and then it says don't make the mixture. Then the karis achas, it says one karis. It puts them together in one category. What does it say? Ish, a man, asher yurkach kamayo, who he grinds up these things, like he's making the mixture. Or he puts on him, he anoints himself, then you get karis. So in the karis, we combine them. So the bach is an imkain, if so. Chilik chatais beinayim. We know to separate the different chatais, right? You have to bring two different chatas if you did it by mistake. Why? Shalaman. Since mechalkin lechatos, since I have two different lav, the lav itself already separates the chatos. Because since in the lav you told it to me separately, I know it's two different things. So that's this gemara. Now Rashi just points out the kivan the asul lahachi, and once you come to this, that Reb Yitzchak doesn't need a pasuk to teach you lechalik because it's simple to him. But Arayis nami, and Arayis also loybayich, like you don't need our difference, right? And therefore, originally, the El Isha, you don't need it. The El Isha that taught me L'chalik, you don't need it because it doesn't need a pasuk L'chalik. Right? So this El Isha also doesn't need it. He doesn't need a pasuk for L'chalik. He doesn't need this pasuk either. That's Rashi makes the Cheshmi. So, Va'aitzer le Iker Kra, the current. Va'aitzer
le. We already established that a woman who's in need it gets separate class previously.
You think if you have this price, then I guess this understanding of Rabbi Elazar, you don't need the pasuk.
You don't need a pasuk. It's simple to me that even if it will be three different things and one forgetting, right? Or it will be five different needles and one forgetting. It's simple to me. It's five.
You learn five different needles and have five different
cards. Oh, good. So
is that what he's saying? That we don't need.
We don't need the pasuk.
Obvious.
Yeah, he's saying it's obvious because according to his opinion, since
it comes out
since the lot, you don't need the lav and are separate. Yeah. You don't need a pasuk. He said it's simple. He said that it's simple. This idea. He doesn't need a pasuk. He says, therefore, va'aitzer le'ikr kredi karis bach. But however, that's not a problem because Rashi, everything else is still intact. Rabbi Rashi is not a problem because don't get thrown off. So that point is not here. Right? That before Rashi, but everything else is okay. Everything else is intact. Va'aitzer le'ikr. It's left to him. It's left over the ikr kara, the main pasuk, the karis ba'achaisai. La'dunu b'karis v'loy b'malkus. But the main achais is still staying intact. The main achais, the original achais, which taught me gets karis and now malkus stays. It's not touching our main Reb Yitzchak. We're not affected. The whole Reb Yitzchak isn't affected. Just cancel out that middle point. We're not affected. It doesn't affect the whole Reb Yitzchak. So that achais is going to stay. Ba'achais the seifa and achais the end of the pasuk will still stay l'chay ve'al achais. Chayse Seifa will still tell you for a case when she is your sister from your sister and your mother and from your mother's sister and your father's sister.
Full sister.
No, not full. It repeats like now. this kid, Russia then Russia. We're in Rabbi Yitzchak now. So he's Rashi just saying everything else is attached. This we don't need. This you could erase. This is not.
Right,
saying, you don't need this. But this is intact. The first Achaisi of Karas Domacha stays. And this Achaisi of the Seifa stays.
Right.
That when it's a three and one, she's your sister, your father's sister, your mother's sister stays. And that also stays. Mm-hmm. Right, Achaisi of the Risha, the last Achaisi of the Risha also, L'chayv to make you chayv. And L'chaisi of the Basra Ubasra on a full sister. Also, Shema Inan Shema Natin, everything else stays. I'm saying, this is, but everything else stays intact. Even though, right, if nothing else happens, the rest of our building. That's this Rashi. Good?
Yeah.
Fine. That's this Rashi. If you don't understand this Rashi, you can go further in the Gemara.
That's Rashi, do you understand?
Fine. Now we're going to go further in the Gemara. I know Rashi went somewhere at this, but it's really, I don't know why it's like this, but now let's see the Gemara first. Let's go back to the Gemara. So that's one pshat. So we wanted to know, how does Rav Yitzchak know that that making a mixture and anointing is two different karbanas? So he said he doesn't need it. The first time he doesn't need a limud. He does not need a limud. It's simple to him. Got a revival? He said you don't need it. You don't need a pasuk. It's not needed. Fine. Let's go back into the Gemara. The Iba Yisteima. Only five lines from the top there. Nupsha. Nupsha. What does it say? The Iba Yisteima, if you want, you could say, Vloisavar L'Kor B'Lazar. He really does not hold like Rabbi Lazar, which means you really do need a new pasuk.
Only if he didn't hold like Rabbi Lazar? Like, do we establish that the last shot didn't hold like Rabbi Lazar?
That was my question. It's Maya Karusa, and Maya Karusa said that that's the Gemara speaking the Sabbath. Wasn't Rabbi Yitzhak, the first, as far as we just did right now, was not Rabbi Yitzhak per se. It was the
Gemara
speaking
half
of
Rabbi
Yitzhak. Yeah. According to Elazar. But now that we're bringing up one that he doesn't, so they're both hypothetical.
We're saying you have two ways to go. Yeah, we're saying go.
We walk on hypothetically if he goes according to Elazar, that, and if he doesn't, that.
Yeah, no. Either, yeah, good.
But neither
that's
one is
how that's how it'll end. He's not going to tell you which one.
Yeah, we don't know which one.
No, but he's just saying the Rabbi Yitzhak stands. In the end, Rabbi Yitzhak stands. He has a good score to
either way.
Take him through each one,
right?
Yeah, what are you saying, Chanan? What?
But neither one is a Rabbi Yitzhak's chiddush, so to speak.
What are you? We're fending for him. We're trying to figure out.
We're defending for him, but it's not his score.
Yeah, good.
I don't know. Yeah. He's holding something. Rabbi Yitzhak's holding something. So we're trying to figure out. Maybe he held like this, maybe he held like this.
The Gemara's trying to solve it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Ah, so let's see the Ibai Sema. Iba Yisema really, he doesn't hold the Kribbe Lazar. Which the Bach takes out, the Agos Bach on this takes out this thing, because you don't have to say that. You can just say Iba Yisema, which means obviously he doesn't hold the Kribbe Lazar. So how does he know that, which means you do need a Pasuk to tell me L'chalik. He doesn't hold that it's obvious. He doesn't hold the Kribbe Lazar that it's obvious. The Nafkale, he learns it out from a new Pasuk. The Ish Asher Yishkat as Isha Dava. Again, it's a new Pasuk that again, we did not need the Torah to speak out this Pasuk again. It's telling me a new karis. What again do I have to tell you by Anida that a man who lies with Anida gets karis? You already told it to me. So the fact that I have to say it again teaches me this rule. It's going to teach me this rule for L'chal. Meaning, how do I, just like we learned earlier, is that if you're not going to use it for Arayis, I'll use it for another topic. So we wanted to know, how does he know L'chalik? Right? How does. So we're saying a new pasuk from the El Isha, a new pasuk. From the El Isha, which is from Vayikra Chav.
He knows from El Isha. El Isha. He knows the Chalik. He knows the Chalik from
the
El Isha. New pasuk, that's
what I say. That's why it says, what is the other she could do with this pasuk? Right?
You brought a new pasuk, the El Isha, to tell me this Allah, that you split up the mixture and the anointing, you split it up.
The Gemara says, "Ve'ida, what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? What do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk?" So say, "No, Avomi Baylai, they need this pasuk. The Rabbi Yechanan, they need it for Rabbi Yechanan. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan Shoshir by Yechai. Minayim, from where do we know she'ena isha tameya, that a woman is not tamei, a tamei nida? Ad sheyatze mada derech arvasa. How do we know that the halacha is anida like this? How do we know anida?
No, I'm sorry. What? We're bringing it in not to show separation. We're bringing it for anida. We're being.
I'm in. We interviewed Yitzhak Tana. We just switched. Tana, we interviewed Yitzhak. So what do we do with this puzzle? Tell me, shall I need them? Teach me luchali. Teach me you split off the lot.
Correct.
Now, what do the Rabbanim do with this? That's what we're doing right now.
Rabbanim on
Nida.
Nida.
What do the Rabbanim do with Nida? So we're doing halacha. Good?
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm sorry.
Fine. So what do the Rabbanim do with this puzzle? So he said they hold like Rabbi Yechanan. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mishur Hashem, Ben Yechanan. How do we know a lady is not tamei nida? So he says like this. Because the pasuk says, "Ish asher yishkaf es ish etava, b'galas arvasa gomer." But Lama, what is to this whole pasuk? Teach me. She'ena ish etal tmeya ad sheyata mada derech arvasa. Just one second.
Fine. That's an extra
pasuk
of Nida.
It's an extra pasuk. Right. The extra pasuk of Nida. Tadish is Alacha.
It's important to teach separating and mixing the Nida. He made the jump. They didn't make the jump. They just said, why is Nida mentioned twice? Once by this, once by that. But the teacher is
for the Nida.
She's not bread. She's not Tommy. She's blood.
Okay, so let's see Rashi. What was Rashi? Let's see Rashi.
Not that she always.
I said not from us.
She's blood from the
natural.
Not a natural flow, not from her stomach. I mean, let's say they cut open. Let's say a cut a lady's. Not down
her stipend. She got a brick in her finger.
Right. No, that's why you got a brick in her finger.
It's an airbus.
No. Not from it. Means let's see Rashi. Rashi, I'll put it down her stipend.
The place of airbus.
Yeah, but I'll put it down her stipend, Rashi. Let's see. Fine, let's see the Rashi over here. I mean, not that quicker. Fine. Fine.
No,
anybody say
it's the way of
the over
there.
It's the
way
over there. And not
the,
let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Anybody say more? Inami, let's see Rashi. Well, like, it's going to be in the middle of that big Rashi at some Gemara. Some Gemara's having a new Rashi. Right, anybody say more?
Okay.
What's the first one right inside?
It's going to be Min Adin. It's across from the last narrow line in the Gemara. It's going to start off Min Adin, that line. It's hard to find a little bit.
Min Adin.
The Ibai Seima, right now we're in the second shot. Right, for Rabbi Yitzchak. Inami, Loi Sabar Lo, Rabbi Allah, Loi Sabar Lo, Rabbi Elazar, Nafkalin. Sorry. Inami, Loi Sabar Lo, Rabbi Elazar. Really, he does not hold like Rabbi Elazar. Which means he holds that you do need a Pasuk to teach me to separate the chatos. So where did he learn it out from? So now,
what I'm saying, he really doesn't hold. If so, if also.
Because we're saying why sabra lo? He does not hold.
We're saying a different opinion though. Inami lo sabra. If he doesn't, it's not that he really doesn't hold. It's inami.
So what?
Also.
Fine. You're saying fine. Yeah. So saying lo sabra, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. So. Nafkalei chilek ba'arayis. So where is he going to learn by arayis? There is a difference. Min ve'ish asher yishkaf es isha tava v'garmen. The chsebe, what does it say over there? Karis yisir. It says again over there you get karis. Why is it telling me again Anita gets karis? Laimer to teach me, to tell me, shechayavet aleh la'atma. That she is chayiv even just on her own, just for doing Anita alone. U'mimena telamet kol haklal. I don't know what it says, kol haklal. Men edomar haklal. From her, we learn the al haklal. They say, on the rule. Okay, it's fine to say al kol haklal. The klal is the general rule. Fine. That they, so we learn the rule is that each and every case is separate. Each and every case is a separate scenario. Even though the Torah umbrella them, each case is separate. And if you're not going to use it for itself, right, for arayas, to teach me that each case itself is a separate scenario, you already told me from the word Velisha Lachalik. You already have by arise this teaching to be Mechalik. Right? I'll call it Isha, so I don't need it to hear. I'll call Isha, sorry. So, Tneu Inil Sha'ar Shnei Lavin, the Karis Acha. Learn to all other topics, other scenarios, where there are two lavin and one karis. For example, so to like over here, we're learning out l'chalik. So to other cases, you'll also learn it out. So meaning, it really is teaching me l'chalik, but to teach me fat mistach. So we want to, again, we want to have the Rabbana know, as Rabbi Yitzchak know l'chalik, because we have an extra pasuk by Nida, which we don't need anymore. We already have this pasuk to teach me l'chalik. Right? According to this, he holds a l'chalik. We already have this pasuk l'chalik by arise. So this l'chalik is extra. So I'll use it for other things. I don't need it for arise.
Right, so he's using it for the mixture.
He's using it for the mixture, yeah.
The mixture.
Yeah, the mixture. There's, because Rashi said you can use it for everything else you want. Rashi really means...
Of course, it's a very specific region
and the
measure one.
But it's funny, I guess he means for this one, because I don't think it's for the whole Torah. I don't know, Rashi says for the whole thing. That's what this Rashi says. Now he's saying... So it says, so what are the Rabbanim going to do with this? So we said that the blood has to come to the exclusion, let's say it comes out of the womb, which let's say the lady has a C-section, right? And so blood comes out of her stomach, out of it. So there's no, the etzim hilchus is neither, she's not really a neither. That's what we're saying. The blood has to come derech harvasa and not derech the daifin. Or any other way, if the blood could come from the walls over there, then it's not considered a neither. So let's just go over the schedule again, just one more time. Go over the schedule we have over here. So what's the end of the schedule? You want to know what the Rabbanan do with Achaisa of the Reisha. And what do they do with the extra Achaisa? We said they use it for Chalik. They use it to tell me, let's say you made a mixture of the oil and you anointed with it. To teach me that, you get two cars. And two chatas. Now, why do I need a teaching for that? Because since the Torah put them under one umbrella, right? We say you get cars, you do this or that. So you would think it's one cars. Come to Chiddush, teach me no, it's only one cars. Fine. We said, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know it? So either one shot, what Rabbi Yitzchak says, I don't need a pasuk l'chalik. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar. Well, you do need a pasuk. I have a pasuk of the El Isha. I have a different pasuk to teach me that you still split them up. And then it's what the Rabbanan do with it. Rabbanan learn has to be derech harvasa. That's what Rabbanan learn by Nido has to be derech harvasa. That's the end of this sugya, hopefully. Fine, Baruch Hashem, well, it's Chazrit.
So,
tomorrow is a new sugya. Tomorrow, it's a new Gemara. Whoever's waiting for the next sugya, it's coming tomorrow.